This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Jewish settlers say they are preparing for large-scale civil disobedience to oppose the planned evacuation of Jewish settlements from Gaza. More than 100,000 Israelis have signed a petition saying they will travel to Gaza to try to stop the soldiers. Settler leaders say they do not support violence but warn it could happen. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Zahava, who asked that her last name not be used, serves pizza to her twin five-year-olds in the West Bank Jewish settlement of Ofra, a few miles north of Ramallah. A mother of eight, Zahava says she prays every day that the government's planned withdrawal from Gaza will never be implemented.
First of all, we're hopeful that it won't happen. Very, very, very sincerely, we believe in miracles. We're not necessarily counting on Mr. Sharon, but we have somebody who's even more powerful than him. On our side, we believe, and God willing, this will not come to pass.
Yisrael Meidad, a spokesman for the Jewish settlers, says they are putting all of their energy into trying to stop the Gaza withdrawal.
Our first priority is making sure that the expulsion is either stopped physically or slowed down so that people can reconsider. We can do that politically, we can do that by civil resistance, we can do that by demonstrations, we can do that by court. We're trying to do every avenue open to us, we're going to go down.
But with the Israeli cabinet's recent approval of the Gaza withdrawal, even settlers admit it is becoming more likely. Zahava has signed a petition saying she will physically resist the Gaza withdrawal. She says that means traveling down to Gaza, perhaps with her children, and trying to stop the Israeli soldiers who will force unwilling settlers to leave their homes. She says she will be joined by tens of thousands of Israelis. Many of the Jewish settlers carry government-issued guns for self-defense. Yisrael Harel, one of the founders of Ofra and a longtime settlement activist, says he's worried about the possibility of violence.
There is a minority, I believe, those people don't talk to me, I don't talk to them, that might use force. They don't speak up. You don't see them, you don't know who they are.
He recently traveled to one of the more radical settlements in the West Bank near Nablus to preach against the use of violence. He spent hours arguing with them and says he's not sure if he succeeded. The Israeli police say they're also concerned. The attorney general recently said he's considering trying to amend the law on incitement to make it easier to arrest anyone who calls for violence. He's also considering preventive administrative detention for known extremists. The Israeli media recently reported the settlers have set up a military-style campaign headed by former army officers to resist the evacuation. There reportedly is an operations branch, a logistics branch, and a legal branch already set up to defend anyone who might be arrested. Settler spokesman Yisrael Meidad says these reports are meant to discredit the settlers. But he says if the evacuation goes through as planned, there will be a national trauma. He compares it to the Jewish expulsion from Spain in 1492.
You're going to see one of the worst scenes that will be affected against Jews since the Spanish expulsion. People are going to be ripped out of their homes. People are going to be barricaded in their homes. You're not going to see too many people going willingly. There'll be demonstrations.
Many settlers say they see the planned withdrawal from Gaza as the beginning of the end of the settlement movement. Zahava says the settlement of Ofra, with its 500 families, could be next.
I do see this as could very well be a domino effect, whereas if they start now and somehow win world approval and perhaps even some kind of consensus here in Israel, I could see it happening.
Yisrael Harel says that Ofra, founded almost 30 years ago, is on the Palestinian side of the controversial barrier Israel is building in and around the West Bank. He says that although Prime Minister Sharon insists the barrier is not a political border and could be moved, it could become a de facto border. Since 1967, Israel has established more than 140 Jewish settlements in the West Bank and 21 in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.